Shalom aleichem abuisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the second topic of Parshas Nosoi, Shiluach Tmeim min HaMachane. By the Aliyah of Shlishi, Perek Hei, Posuk Aleph. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe lemor, Tzav et b'nei Yisrael, v'shalachu min HaMachane, kol tzorua v'chol zov, v'chol tomei lanofesh. And Hashem told Moshe to command Am Yisrael that they should send outside the camp anybody who's a Metzoiro or a Zov or Tomei LaNafesh. He came in contact with the dead and he's a Tmei Meis. Says Rashi Tzavez Bnei Yisrael. This parasha of Shiluach Tmeim was said on the day that the Mishkan was inaugurated on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which means we are now going back in time. Because Parshas Bamidbar, going through Parshas Nosoi up until this point, was said on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, a month after the Mishkan. That's what we saw at the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. And now we're going back to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ushmoine Parshas Nemro Boi Bayoim, Kedisa Masech Tagitin, Meperek HaNezokin. This is not the only Parsha that was said on that day. Eight such Parshas were said on that day, as the Gemara tells us, Masech Tagitin. Although it sounds like these three Tmeim, Mitzoiro, Zov, and Atomei Beis are all sent outside the camp equally, says Rashi, no. Shalosh Machanois Hoyu Shom B'Shas Chanayoson. When Am Yisrael camped around the Mishkan, there were three levels of camps, and each level of Tuma is sent out of a different camp. What are the three levels of the camps? Toich HaKloim Hi Machane Shechina. Within the Kloim, that was called Machane Shechina. And Chanias HaLevim, Soviv, around the Mishkan. K'mo Yishem HaFurosh B'Parshat B'Midbar Sinai, he Machane Levio, where the Levim camped. U'mishom V'atziv Machane Adgolim, L'chol Arba Ruchois, in all four directions, he Machane Yisrael. Hatzorua Nishtaleach Utzekulon, he has to be sent out of all three Machanois. Hazov Muto B'Machane Yisrael, U'mishuloch Min Hashtayim. He can't be in Machane Shechina or in Machane Levio. V'tomilo nefesh, mutar af b'shel Levio. V'ene meshulach elo mishel Shechina. He's only sent out of the Machane Shechina outside the Kloim. V'chol zedor shu rabbi seinu min amikrois b'masech te psochim. All this we learn from psochim. Tomilo nefesh. Although the lechayra, the simple reading of the posuk is somebody that became a tomei meis. He came in contact with the dead. But Rashi quotes Targum that learns not that way. Targum says, Dimisov litmei nafsho de enosho. Rashi has to make sure that you don't make a mistake in reading the Targum. One could have read the Targum, Dimisov that you became tomei hauso by touching a tmei nafsho de enosho. You touched somebody else that he came in contact with the dead. He is a tomei nefesh, tomei meis, and you touched him. Says Rashi, that's not what Targum means. The word litmei in this Targum does not come from the root of tomei. Rather, oimerani shu loshen atzmois odom beloshen arami. The word tmei means bones in Aramaic. V'hal b'yesh b'bereshis rabo. It talks about Adrianus shchiktamio. Adrianus was a cruel Roman general about 52 years after the Churban, and he suppressed the rebellion of Bar Kochva in the days of Rabbi Akiva. Responsible for the killing of many, many Jews. And when we quote him, we talk about him, we say Adrianus shchik tamyo, shchik katzomai, his bones be ground as a curse. So you see the word tamyo refers to bones. And that's what the pasuk is talking about. The whole tomilo nefesh, Targum says, dimisoov, he became tomei by touching bones of a dead body. And the pasuk is telling you that bones are also metame, not just the flesh. Pasuk gimel mizachor ad nekevo teshalechu el michutz lamachane teshalechum velo yitamu es machanehem asher ani sheichein besichom. And this din applies whether the tomei or tmeya is male or female. Send them out outside the machane, each one according to his dargo, a metzoiro, a zov, a tomei meis. And besides for an assay that you must send them out, there's a lois assay. They may not be metame the machane. This applies whether they're outside, they may not come inside. And if they're inside, they must leave and not stay inside. If they stay inside, they're over this lois asei plus the asei. It should be pointed out that this is the lois asei that a tomei may not enter the Beis HaMikdosh, which in Parshas Vayikra we spoke about already. In the Korban Oyle V'Yoyred, this is one of the Chatoim that there's a Korban Oyle V'Yoyred for. Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadoshov. But at that point, we were never even told that a Tomei may not enter the Beis HaMikdosh. This is what we're being told over here. Posuk Dalit V'Yasuchein B'nei Yisrael V'Yishalechu Oysom Mel Michutz L'machane Kasher Diber Adonu Yel Moshe Keinosu B'nei Yisrael. And the Pesach tells us that Bnei Yisrael did what they were told, and they sent the Tmeim outside L'machane, exactly as Hashem has commanded Moshe. Now it's interesting, because Rashi told us that this parasha was said on the day that the Mishkan was inaugurated. At that point, there were no machanois. The whole invention of machanois was invented in Parshas Bamidbar, a month later, on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So how could they be commanded to send the Tmeim outside the Machanois when the Machanois did not exist yet? And what does Posuk Dalet mean? That they did. What did they do? There are no Machanois. So either you could say that it's referring to the Machane Shechina. The Machane Shechina did exist. As soon as they put up the Mishkan, we have a Machane Shechina. Or you could say that it's referring to the future. Hashem knew that there's going to be Machanois. And Vayasuchem in Israel in the future when the Machanois were built. These two pshatim are not sides of each other. They could both be true. On to the third topic, Gezel Ageir. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe le'emor, daber el b'nei Yisrael, ish oy isho, ki yasu mikol chatois, hodom nimoil ma'al b'adonai, ve'oshemo hanefesh ahi. The following topic takes us back to the last parsha of Parshas Vayikra, the topic of Oshom Gezelois. Over there, the Torah tells us, if somebody owes his friend money for whatever reason, whether he borrowed money from him, or his friend worked for him, and he owes him his wages, or he found something of his, or any other reason that he owes him money, and he denies the fact that he owes him money, not only that, he swears upon that fact, I don't owe you the money, and then he admits, over there we learned, the Torah says, you now have to bring an Oshom Gezelois to be mechaper on the Shvuah that you made, denying the money. And you have to pay back that person a Keren V'Chomesh, the amount of money that you owed him, plus a fifth. Our parsha is referring to that din, but in a unique case. Namely, when you stole money or you owe money to a Geir Tzedek, and he dies without any children. And now you want to do tshuva. But who are you going to give the money back to? By a regular yid that died, you give the money to his yorshim, those who inherit him. But a ger without any children has no yorshim. Because ger shenis gayel kekoton shenoy ladomi. As soon as he becomes a ger, he's not related to any of his previous relatives. What do you do? Says the Torah, here the Gezel Ageir goes to the Kohanim. Says the Pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'emor, Hashem spoke to Moshe. Tell Bnei Yisrael, whether it be a man or a woman, that does one of the chatoim, lim'oil ma'al ba'Hashem. This is what gives it away, that we're referring to that parsha at the end of Parshas Vayikra, which uses the identical words, umu'alo ma'al ba'Hashem, and does a sin against to Hashem, the Oshmo HaNefesh Ahi, and that person is found to be guilty. Says Rashi Limoil Ma'al Ba'Hashem, Arei Chozav V'Kosav Kan Parshas Goizel V'Nishbal Shekel, somebody who steals in any which way or form, and he swears falsely to the fact, to that effect, that he doesn't owe the money. He who amur b'Parshas Vayikra, with the same words, umu'alo Ma'al Ba'Hashem V'Kichesh Ba'Misoi. V'nishnis kan, why is it repeated over here? B'shvil shnei dvorim shnis chadshubo. Tu chidushim. Ho'echot shekosav, and next posuk zayin, it says, v'hisvadu. which teaches us limed sheni chayev choymesh va'osham al pi edim ad shiyoyde bedovo. This chidush that you have to pay the keren plus a fifth and the noshem gzeilois is only if you admit that you lied and swore falsely. But if edim come and they say this guy lied and swore falsely, you will not bring an osham gzeilois nor add a choymesh unless you admit to what the edim say. Even if you admit after the edim convicted you, you're still going to be chayiv. But we need you to admit in order to be chayiv. That's learned out from Vehisvadu. That's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, Vehasheni al gezel ageir shunosun lakohanim. Pozuk zayin Vehisvadu es chadoso masher osu Vehishiv es al shamoi beroishoi Vehachamishiso yoseif alov Venosan la asher osham loy. And if the person admits, whether before Edim or after Edim, it makes no difference, but he has to admit this chet that he did, then he has to return ashomoi beroishoi, namely the keren that he is guilty for, that he lied, he denied, and swore about. That's the first thing you have to return. Plus, you have to add on a fifth. And as we know, b'chol ha'Torah kula, we saw it many times in Parshat Bechukosai, when the Torah says a fifth, it's what we call a quarter. For instance, if he stole $100, he doesn't pay back 120, but 125. Why is that called a fifth? Because 25 is a fifth of the total after you added it in. That's the way the Torah talks about a fifth. And who do you give it to? You give it to the person, lasher osham loy, that you owed him the money. Says Rashi, es ashamah beroishoy, hu hakeren shenishba olov. That's the keren, the principle that you swore upon originally. You swore falsely. Lasher osham loy, lemishin is chayev loy, whoever you owed the money originally. Posuk ches veimei lo ish goy eil, lo hoshiv ha'osham eilov, ha'osham amushov ladoinoy lakoyhein, milevad eil ha'kipurim asher yechaper boy olov. And if the person who you stole the money from, who you owed the money and denied it, swore falsely, died, and he has no relative. The word goyel means a relative. We added in Parshat Behar and Bechukosai. There's referring to somebody buying the field back that you sold. That's the ikur din of goyel. But our pasuk uses it as a borrowed term. That is a relative. He has no relatives to return the money that you owed him, that and the choymesh. Who do you give the keren and the choymesh to? That goes to the kohen. Besides the Eila Kippurim, which is the Osham Gzeilois, which we spoke about in Parshas Vayikra, that's going to be identical. No need to repeat the details of that korban. Says Rashi, Ve'meilois Goyel, Shemes Hatuveya Sheish Bioi. The one who made him swear originally died, Ve'en Lo Yoshim. He has no Yoshim. Lehoshiv Ha'osham Eilov, Keshenim Lachzel Isvado Isalavoinoi. When this person decided to regret and admit that he indeed stole, denied, and swore falsely. Can there be a yid with no relatives? There has to be a relative at some point. Oy bein, oy bas, oy ach, oy she'er bosar akoriv, mimishpachas oviv, lemalo ad Yaakov. We're all bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Go back all the way to Yaakov, you'll see. If it's not a first cousin, a second cousin, a third cousin, etc. Who is the only type of yid that's possible not to have a yorshim, not to have a goyel? Elo zeh geir shemeiz vein lo yorshim. Hoshem amushov zeh akeren v'achoymesh. That's lashem lakoyen. Really, you got to give it to Hashem. Knoy Hashem. And Hashem said that I am giving it to the koyen. Unesone lakoyen shebo yisei mishmo. The koyen who's on shift on that day that you decide to do tshuva and give it back, that's the koyen you give it to. Milvad, Eila Kippurim, the ram, that's going to be mechaper on him. Homo mvayikro, shutzor lhovi, that also you have to bring. Posuk tez, v'chol tirumo, l'chol kodeshei, v'nei Yisrael, asher yakrivu lakoyhein, lo yihye. And all the trumois, referring specifically to bikurim, as Rashi will tell us, that you bring to the Kohen, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdosh. We learned about that in Parshas Mishpatim, and again in Parshas Kisavi later on. But the Torah never says who gets those Bikurim. Says our Pasuk, La Kohen, Lo Yihye, belongs to the Kohen. Says Rashi, V'chol Tumah. If it's referring to Tumah Gedoyla, Omar Rabbi Shmuel, V'chi Tumah Makrivin La Kohen. Do you bring the tumah to the kohen? It's the kohen's job to come to the granary in order to collect his truma. You don't have to bring it to him. What is our pasuk referring to? We saw in Parshas Mishpatim, we bring the bikurim to the Beis HaMikdosh, but we don't know what to do with them after you brought it to the Beis HaMikdosh. That's our pasuk. La koyen lo yihye. Ba'akosu v'limei de la bikurim sheyihyu nitonim la kahanim. This is the source that bikurim is given to the kahanim. Pasuk yud ve'ish es kodoshov lo yihyu ish ashoyitein la koyen lo yihye. Says the Torah a general halacha about all matnois kahuna and leviyah. Although I have to give it to the Kohen and to the Levi, all the matonis that I have to give, but which Kohen, which Levi do I give it to? That's mine to decide. Ishes kodoshov lo yihyu. It's mine regarding the din that I decide who's going to get it. That's referred to as tuivas hano, because the Kohen and the Levi that I give it to is going to give me a shkoyach. He's gonna owe me a favor, so to speak. Doesn't owe me a favor, but he's gonna be machzik toiva to me. That toiva sano belongs to me. I decide who I give it to. And ish ashayiten la koyen lo yihye. A person who gives matnis kuno, the matonis he has to give, he will end up getting becoming rich. He'll get a lot of money. Says Rashi v'ishes kadosh lo yihyu. Fish and emru matonis kuno levi. Yo choyli avoy vitlu mizroya. You may think that the Kohen and Levi can come take it out of you forcefully by claiming it's mine. Tamulemano, vishes kadosh loy yihiyu. Magish tevasano le bailim. That favor that you owe the you will give the bailim, that is the bailim's decision who to give it to. Void medroshim harbe doshu boy sifri. There are many medroshim that they darsh in the sifri. I never understood why Rashi does this. He doesn't tell me what the droshes are unless he's just telling me I in sifri. Could be. Medrash Agodo, Rashi will tell us Medrash Agodo on this pasuk. The ish is kadosh of lo yihiyu. Mi shemeakev masro iso ve'inam noisnon, ve'inam noisnon. A person who holds back the maisrois and does not give it. Lo yihiyu a maisrois. He will end up growing only a tenth of what he did in the previous year. So if shein sodeyu oiso ele echad masoro, sho iso lemuda lasrois. His field will only produce one tenth what it was used to doing. Vishes kadoshov lo yihyu. If you hold back your kodshim, lo yihyu, the miser, the tenth, will be upon you. You'll only grow a tenth. Ish ashayiten akoyen. This lechayr is not part of the Medrash Agodo. This is already Rashi's posh pshat in the posuk. Ish ashayiten akoyen matonos ha'uyos loy lo yihye momoin harbei. Adkan topics 2 and 3. Shiluach tmei min ha'machanois and gezel ha'geir.